Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Factory Report. I'm Caleb Burlingame.
And I'm Luke Grempin.
And today we're going to be talking about the NBA playoff boycotts. Luke, do you want to run us through the quick news we have for EMU?
Yes, the EMU Rec posted a potential team up with Eastern Esports, which is definitely something to keep an eye on. We don't know exactly which branch of esports the Rec is looking to partner with, but we will have more updates on that in the future. Now, a quick recap of the NBA playoffs. So as of today, Saturday, August 29th, the NBA season will be back underway after a boycott of the games to protest the police violence following the death of Jacob Blake. Caleb, want to talk a bit about the history of boycotts in sports, but before that, we just wanted to catch you all up to speed a bit on basketball. So as of right now, in the Eastern Conference, the Bucks lead the Magic 3-1. Oh, shocker! Didn't see that coming.
No, I mean, I will.
Like the very first game that was played was Bucks Magic, and the Bucks lost that. That was a bit of a surprise, but
we were texting like crazy, folks. I was texting Luke, "What the hell is going on here?"
Giannis drops a game. Yeah, it was. Yeah, anyway.
They boxed
next
back.
Is Raptors sweep the Nets. Boom, did that see that coming? Because half their starting lineup sitting out.
Caris LeVert played amazingly, though. That was really nice to see.
Dude, Michigan representing, like, not only with LeVert, but
Hardaway and Burke.
And Hardaway, they're crushing it.
Yeah, that's really good to see as Michigan natives here.
Yeah. Celtics sweep 76ers. I didn't see that coming, especially with Gordon Hayward getting injured again.
Did you see Joel Embiid put on his Instagram, he said, end of a journey or something, time for something better. Something of those lines. Don't directly quote me. So maybe in the offseason we'll see Joel Embiid request a trade or something.
Like I emojis? What?
Maybe.
What?
Maybe.
And the Heat sweep the Pacers. I actually didn't know this, but Oladipo was actually playing for the Pacers. I didn't know this until I watched it. I thought he was sitting out.
Yeah, that was really weird because I thought I saw something on Twitter, too, before the bubble started that Oladipo didn't want to come. So
yeah, he was like the first superstar who sat out. But
and it's so weird that they fired their head coach and they just signed him to an extension. And in the last 2 years, he took the Cavs 7 games in the 2018 playoffs. And before that, he got them to the playoffs, too. So I don't know why they're scrutinizing him so much when Oladipo's hurt and Sabonis is hurt. So I don't know. I don't think he got the right end of the stick there.
Yeah. Moving on to the Western Conference, Lakers lead Portland 3-1. That is as much as I really love Portland. It'll be sad to see them go because they're so much fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. They are. Dame and time. with Dame gone, you know, he's out of the bubble with an injury. I don't see the Portland Trailblazers having any chance to come back against the Lakers here.
Yeah. Sad face.
Yeah, no, not
the
here.
The Clippers read the Mavericks 3-2.
Ooh. Luka, dude. Oh, my gosh. When he hit that game winner, I'm not kidding. I was losing my mind. This kid, I'm telling you, top 10 player in the league right now. I don't care. Hot take.
No, that's not hot take. I'd say top 5. Like,
top 5.
By the way, tune in or keep your eyes peeled on www.com/easternecho.com/sports for an article on Luka coming up soon.
Plug in. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. Jazz lead Nuggets 3-2. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? The Jazz match up really well against the Nugs. They're laying the hurt on those Denver boys.
Donovan Mitchell's been playing really well
in
this whole postseason here. I really do enjoy how much he's come into his own and been a leader for this team.
One of the best parts of that entire series is the duel between Jamal Murray. And freaking, wait, dang, I just blanked on his name and you just
Donovan
said
Mitchell?
It. Donovan Mitchell. It's early in the morning, guys. It's, what is it? It's 10:50. I don't drink coffee, but Donovan Mitchell, Jamal Murray, just fencing back and forth like absolute pros. It's incredible to see that, especially when they're both in their third year in the league.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy, but you're looking at the future of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, the Rockets tied with OKC at 2 games apiece, and I did not see that coming, especially with the Rockets' high-powered offense.
What did I tell you a month ago when we did our playoff guesses, and I told you hot take OKC and the Heat would be the two teams that people wouldn't really see coming that would do really well in the playoffs. And what can I say? Hey, I'm kind of good at my job. The two guesses I got are going well so far.
No, OKC is a better team than I thought because you know, Chris Paul is playing consistently, which is what they need. But them as a team, OKC as a team is playing a lot better, and they're scoring a lot more points than I thought they would. So, I'm gonna be tuned in and tuned up to see that
end of that series
later today. Are they playing later today? I think so.
Yeah, I think they were set to play along with the Lakers and the Trailblazers the other night when the boycott happened. So.
Basketball time. All right. So now with the NBA news out of the way, let's talk about the more pertinent news of the NBA boycott.
On August 28th, the Milwaukee Bucks were set to play the Orlando Magic. It is reported that point guard George Hill of the Bucks was the first player to suggest a boycott before the game due to the death of Jacob Blake. Blake, a 29-year-old black man and father of three, was shot 7 times in the back by Kenosha, Wisconsin police. Soon, all teams followed, as well as some MLB teams like the Milwaukee Brewers. These players do want change, and they now have the attention of the entire nation. LeBron James has been reported to say that he wants owners to get more involved and do something and have a higher voice than they do now. Although, I do want to say, though, in defense of the owners, that they have said in the past that they donate over $300 million to black empowerment. So, I don't think it's like they're not doing anything. I just think LeBron wants them to get a higher message out and, you know, be more involved with that empowerment. Don't just donate money, get involved. So that'll transition us into the impacts of the NBA boycott. Luke, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this would be yesterday on Friday. There's a tweet put out by the Orlando Magic saying this afternoon players will have a team Zoom call with Orange County Sheriff John Mina, I think that's how it's pronounced. Mina, to discuss policing in the community. So you're already seeing change happen. I know that the NBA has pledged to donate more money as well, but there's already change happening in Florida. And then a tweet from Ramona Shelburne, Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes said his meeting with the Milwaukee Bucks, quote, "They just wanted to know what they could do," Barnes said. "They wanted something tangible that they could do in the short term and long term. They wanted to walk out here, the walkout to be step one." You gotta remember that these players, they aren't protesting just to take basketball off your TV. They're protesting because they believe that there is a police brutality problem in this country, and they're suffering. Their families are suffering from this, not only in their paycheck but public perception as well. So this isn't just like they're not just doing it for fun. They're doing it to really make a difference.
This is really huge about the teams getting involved with, you know, the Wisconsin Lieutenant General and stuff with the whole police reform. They're talking about police reform. That's huge that the NBA is actually getting in touch with the law and trying to get something done. That is monumental and something that I have not seen in my lifetime. And I think that it's really important that they're talking to the Wisconsin, law reform, because a lot of the things that have been going on have been in Wisconsin, like Jacob Blake and then the Kenosha shooting with Rittenhouse or whatever his name was. That happened too. So where there is a problem, they're trying to solve it, especially in Wisconsin. Their whole United States, that's their goal, I guess. But especially in Wisconsin, it's huge that they're getting on the phone with Mandela Barnes.
And not only that, but another thing you must remember is that these NBA owners, they're like the top citizens of each of the states that they're in. So these players are saying, well, what I mean by the top citizens, that they have close ties with the lawmakers of each state. So these players are saying, hey, owners, we know you can like get stuff done. Like we've been playing for you. We've been doing all this stuff tonight. Like, you know, now it's time for you to help us a little bit. So, you know, just let's have a conversation. And so I think from a strategic standpoint, it's definitely a great idea what they're doing, actually.
I completely agree, Luke. That'll do it for today on this episode of The Factory Report. If you like what we do, please subscribe to our pod or consider it. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Caleb Burlingame, CalebBurlingame.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Luke Grebman. That's LukeGremban.
This is us signing off, saying thank you for washing your hands and staying 6 feet apart. This has been
the Factory Report.